What up? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of My Two Cents Podcast, the first episode of the podcast for the 2024 year, or at least the first one recorded. Let me put it that way. The first one recorded, recorded for the 2024 year. The last episode I did was actually the first one of the year, technically, although it was recorded, and it is normally the last episode of, you know, any given year of the podcast. But, you know, just how time went, obviously the first of this year, the first day of this year happened to drop on a Monday. I drop these episodes every Monday, so I just figured let me drop the final episode of the 2023 year on that Monday, and so here we are, another Monday, another release of the My Two Cents podcast episode. And as with all my traditions I do with this podcast, the very first episode of every year, or dedicated to the year as far as music wise, is me listing off a number of music artists, some of my favorite music artists or groups that I am anticipating to hear music from, or hoping to hear music from, in 2024. I will go over a few ground rules for the new listeners out there before I get into the actual list. One of the rules being that this list increases every single year, or it has increased every single year since I've started the podcast in 2017. It does so because I want to just, you know, create more of a challenge for myself. In 2017, it was 17 artists. And in 2018, it was 18 artists, 19, 20, 20, and so on and so forth. I'm pretty sure you understand the pattern right now. And this year being 2024, I have a list of 24 different music artists that I would hope to hear music from in this given year. Again, just going based off of the last two numbers of any year, right? And then that will be the number of music artists that I will list off for however long I decide to continue doing this type of episode here. If you hear that outside, it is snowing. Yeah, I'm in the Northeast, so you know that snowstorm that, you know, people was real iffy about. Yeah, well, it's snowing now. I don't think it doesn't look storm crazy, but nonetheless, it is snowing out. And so the snow plowers and, you know, they're out right now, but we're going to continue. Forget all the noise. Another rule before I get right into the list is I typically, when I make these lists, I try to stay away from music artists who dropped music projects. I'm gonna put it that way, not just music, but music projects the previous year. So the previous year, obviously being 2023, on this list here, I specifically chose artists that did not drop music projects. Again, music projects. They may have dropped a song here or there for, you know, a few of them, not even all, but a few of them may have dropped a song. They may have been featured on someone else's song, but it wasn't a full-length project. You know, when I used to make this list, it used to be if they dropped a song or music, I would not name them. But then I just thought, let me not make this list harder for myself. It's already somewhat of a difficult list, especially for the artists who haven't dropped in years, but I would still hope to hear from them. But and then there's a lot of repeaters as well. We'll get to that. But yeah, if you haven't dropped a project in a previous year or years, then you're on this list. That does not mean, this goes into the last rule, that does not mean that I will not listen to artists who dropped last year or, you know, previous years. That will be crazy of me. If any of the artists that I listened to or reviewed last year drop albums or projects this year, you're likely going to get a review still from me on here. And even artists that did drop last year that I didn't necessarily get the chance to listen to or review their projects, there's still a chance that they get a listen from me and a review on here. You know, just simple as that. But those are just some of the ground rules I go over every time, just to let people know. Again, new listeners, because I always get new listeners. But new listeners, and remind the old listeners who may have forgot. Obviously, when you make your own list, or if you are going to make your own list, you can decide to follow the rules that I made for myself, or you can make your own rules. It depends on you. I'm more so interested in your list in general. So please feel free to share that by hitting up the Instagram or sending in a voice message as well. Without further ado, I know 6 minutes in, but you know, I had to get all that out of my chest. Without further ado, we'll get right into the list at the number one spot. There is one more thing that I will say, but I will leave that at the end of this, since I already said we're getting into the list. At the number one spot, we have The Diplomats of Sound. Now, this is a soul group that actually sparked a concept episode that I will talk about. If not next week, I think, actually, I do believe next week, or, you know, within a few weeks. I have to look at my scheduling, of course. But I want to talk about them and just, you know, other music artists like them in general. But nonetheless, they're a soul group, and I really enjoyed one of their, I enjoy their sound in general, but the type of music they make, I enjoy it. And, you know, they have a song that I really, really like. It's called Soul Connection. And if you don't know who they're based out in, I want to say I don't want to assume it's Russia, but I believe it is an Eastern European country that they are based out of. I have to do my research actually on them. And again, more of that actually is going to be discussed when I talk about them and that episode that I have planned. But as far as just anything else, as far as just, I still would like to hear more music from them, seeing as obviously they got their, they make soul music that sounds like music that was made in, you know, the 60s and 70s and stuff, and even somewhat of the 50s, right? But more so 60s and so. But they actually are a group that got their first that debuted in 2008. So I know that's years ago, but it's not like the 60s. Like a long, long time ago, you know? So because of that, and also they've been making music from 2008 to, from what I researched, from 2008 to, I want to say 2020. I may have been mistaken, but a lot of their music, and this is, again, upon doing research, this is news to me. I haven't heard all of it, so again, don't go based off of my knowledge, but from what I researched, a lot of the music they did release were between the years of 2008 and 2010, but they did have somewhat of a resurgence, I want to say 2016 or 2020. Either or, you know, the sound that they experiment with is definitely not a sound that is very, how would I say, very much common. You know, very much common in today's music, especially soul music. But nonetheless, they're number one on the list because they're the first name that I thought of. All right. Second on the list, we have Chance the Rapper. Now, Chance the Rapper is a repeater on this list, as I've stated in the past before. I definitely would like to hear another Chance the Rapper project. Was I satisfied with the last project that he released, or at least to my knowledge, the last project that he released? I wasn't. And to my knowledge, the last project he released was the album that he made, I believe it was called The Good Day or something. I did a review for that, so if you want to know my thoughts on that, you can go back and listen to my review on it. But I will say, yeah, I wasn't necessarily satisfied with that album. But then he won. It was just one bad project from him that wasn't, you know, that didn't deter me from saying, okay, like, this is not, you know, I'm not going to listen to Chance anymore. But also, he did release a song, not last year. I want to say sometime in 2022. So it's even been, you know, a couple years since he released something. But he released like a freestyle or a song. And it made me say, yo, like, I think he's back to making good music. Or at least that's what I think. Nonetheless, I would still like to hear Chance and hope that he is cooking up something and he does release music in 2024. I saw a clip of the Joe Budden podcast with Vince Staples speaking on it. And Vince pretty much said that Chance stopped doing music simply because, you know, people did not like that last album. And they said he pretty much was saying we, the fans, ruined his career. Vince Staples, I don't agree with, you know, a lot of what Vince Staples says. There are things I agree with, and then there are some things I don't agree with. And that was one of the statements that he made that I don't agree with Vince Staples. Number one, Vince Staples is still making music, and I don't like Vince Staples' music at all. There's a reason as to why you all have never heard me review a Vince Staples project, or at least I believe I did review one. And I didn't necessarily like it, or this is about the time I was still doing written reviews. Nonetheless, I've tried giving him multiple chances as far as his own personal projects, and I never liked it. And, well, for the new listeners out there, for, you know, those who think I just hate everything that I listen to, if there are artists that I know, I don't necessarily like their music, I avoid their music altogether. Unless there's a real, real, real slow moment to where there's nobody that I know is dropping, and this tends to happen at the beginning of every year anyway. But unless there's a slow moment and that artist end up dropping something and I'm like, I have to review something, yeah, fine, let me go listen to that artist. But it's not like a, you know, so-and-so dropped, I'm going to listen to it. Vince Staples is not one of those artists. I'm just going to keep it a buck. He's had amazing verses on other people's songs, and I've said this about him in the past. He's definitely someone who is a feature killer, and he does know how to rap. I'm not saying he can't rap. I'm not saying I don't like his music because I don't think he can rap. It's just the music, it does not sound good to me. So with that being said, if you're not going to make pleasing music and yet you still have a career, Chance the Rapper not putting out an album that wasn't taken well, I guess, by the majority of people, he can definitely still have a career because you still have a career and you don't make good music. And Chance the Rapper, for the most part, makes good music. That one album was bad, but that does not mean that everything else that he's done, that just tarnishes his entire career. So again, that was just my disagreement with Vince Staples, but it's also my opinion as well. And for someone who likes to share his opinion candidly, I feel as though, and I do so as well, I do feel like, again, if you are someone who can share your opinions candidly, you should be able to take other people's opinions about you candidly as well. And I apply that to myself, not just to music artists out there. But anyways, number three on the list, we have Lupe Fiasco. Now, Lupe Fiasco's last album, Drill Music and Zion, was pretty good. I really enjoyed that album. It was one of my favorite albums that dropped, and I believe it was 2022, actually, when he dropped that. It was a really dope album, and because of that, I want to hear more music from Lupe. I was hoping to see if he was going to drop last year. To my knowledge, he didn't. Upon my research, I did not see any music releases, whether it be a song or an album or a project by Lupe last year. So therefore, it qualified him for this year to be put on this list this year. All right. Number four, we have Mike West. Now, Mike West is a new name for maybe many of y'all. He was a new name for me last year, but he was featured. He had a song on, may have had multiple, but I know of one song in particular that he had that I really enjoyed on the Blues Soul Amazing app. Now, to be clear with y'all, there's a ton of artists. There's like a good handful of artists that I discovered on that album, which played into why it was one of my favorite or my favorite album of last year, 2023. There's a ton of artists on that album that I thought about putting on this list, to be honest with you. Because again, upon doing my research, a lot of them didn't release. A few of them did, but a lot of them, or at least the ones that I favored, didn't release anything last year, so they could have qualified for this list. But I also did not just want to just go again, make it easy for myself, even though I should have, but I didn't want to make it easy for myself and just start listing off, because there was 60 artists, like over 60 artists, let me put it that way. There's 60 songs, but there was over 60 artists on that album, because you had features, so you had artists with multiple features on it, not just verses from Blue, but verses from other artists that I took a liking to on that album. And these are people that I definitely want to listen to more music from. And just because they may not be on this list, I put Mike West on there because he was the first name that came up that I thought about when I was thinking about that album. But he's definitely not the only one. And also, as I stated before, if anybody else who isn't on this list drops and I'm like, I want to, if I'm a fan of yours or I'm a fan of something you did, maybe it was a verse or a song that I heard, but I never necessarily listened to a full length project. Or again, I just simply am curious and I just want to listen to the album. I'm going to listen to it. You know, again, just to reiterate, once again, the names on this list aren't going to be the only names I listen to this year and give reviews this year. That would be stupid because none of these names could drop music this year. And then that means I end up not reviewing music this year. That's crazy. Anyways, number five on us, we have Toro y Moi. Now, Toro y Moi, my man Chad Bund. I'm going to say Chad B because I always mess up his last name. But anyways, Toro y Moi, I really enjoy Toro y Moi. They still are making music. So with that being said, I definitely would like to hear an album music, a project from them this year in 2024. Number six, we have, and I'm gonna mess up on this queen's name as well, but apologies. Mape, M-A-P-E-I. She had a song that dropped the years ago called Don't Wait. It's one of my favorite songs that she dropped as well. But she hasn't necessarily, to me, and again, upon my research, I haven't seen anything of her dropped years ago. She's also an international artist as well. I believe she's German. I would have to double check with that, but I know she's not of the United States. Nonetheless, I enjoyed the song so much to the point I did follow her for some time. She's not very present on social media like that, or at least she was active on Instagram, but she's one of those posters on Instagram where, and I'm not making fun of her, I'm just saying, like, she's one of those people who will post something on IG and have it up for maybe like a month or so and then delete every single post she's ever had and then start over again, right? So it's like, it's hard to keep up with people like that because, they'll post something and obviously delete it, and then it's gone forever, unless you are one of those people who screenshot everything somebody posts, which is weird to me. Obviously, I'm not one of those individuals. So therefore, whatever she has posted over the years I was following her, I didn't get a screenshot of it because I'm not weird like that, you know? Nonetheless, I would love to continue to see her beautiful face. I would love to continue to hear her beautiful voice and hear some good music. So here's to hoping that she does drop something this year. Number 7, I have Mono Neon. Now, this man is always making music. The thing is, he's not always releasing projects. You know, there are certain years where he's real, real busy. And then there are other years where it's like, you know, he's just making music or he's just prepping for the next project. I'm confident that he will drop another album soon. If not this year, soon. Because of the amount of music this man is always making, you know. So I have no doubt in my mind that, you know, there's going to be another Mono Neon project for me to listen to and review on this podcast soon. And that's what I will say is soon. I won't say this year, but I won't be surprised at all if out of all the artists, because I'm looking at this list right now, out of everybody that I have here, he's like the only one that I am like, I guess I am confident, I guess if I were to say that, confident. Oh, he and someone else on here that I feel as though maybe two other people. But anyways, he is definitely someone that I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear a project from soon. Like everybody else was a hopeful, is a hopeful. He's a hopeful as well, but he's like, I don't have to hope as hard as I do everybody else on this list. Number 8, we have Emile LaRue. Now, Emile LaRue was the lead vocalist for the group Groove Theory. Now, I haven't heard from Emile LaRue in years. We've known about the unfortunate breaking up of the group Groove Theory. She is definitely someone else that I followed for years as well. Had the privilege to speak to her as well years ago and stuff. She was just out, from what I remember, she was just out enjoying life. Music was still a big part of what she wanted to do. She did drop an album years ago, and hopefully she's still in the mood to release music. But I know after dropping that album, she was just big on just enjoying life, you know, enjoying life and doing, living her life and doing what she enjoys doing. But again, from what I remember from that conversation, music was still something that she, you know, enjoyed doing. So she wasn't necessarily retiring. That last album was not her last album, or at least it wasn't a plan. Maybe things changed and it was like, yeah, you know what? I think I might have to, you know, just, I'd rather just go in this other field or just continue doing this thing, what I'm doing here, and put the music on rest or hold for some time and put it on ice. But I don't know, you know, so, but either or, it would be lovely to hear some new music from her this year. Number 9, we have Leanne LaHavis. Leanne LaHavis is another soul singer, R&B artist who I really, really love, and I am hoping to hear music from this year. Her last album, or at least to my knowledge, her last album, being her self-titled album, Leanne LaHavis, was really good. It's my favorite project that she's released, and because of that, it's definitely a project that I don't necessarily listen to like that anymore, but when it first dropped, it was definitely getting bumped like crazy. It was one of my favorite albums that dropped the year that it dropped. And yeah, I would love to hear more music for her. So yeah. After that, we have Lion Babe. Now, Lion Babe dropped songs or variations of songs that they did last year in 2023. But they didn't necessarily drop projects. And like I stated at the beginning, one of the rules is, you know, one of the amended rules that I did for myself was it has to be a project. If the artist dropped a project the previous year, then I can't put them on a list. But if they just drop a single song or songs, then they can still be on this list. You know, I did like Lion Babe's one of their more recent projects. The music they've been dropping now, I really enjoy the visuals. I think the vibe is all right. Sonically, it's not necessarily, you know, it is, you know, of a genre that I like. It's somewhat of like ballroom. It's somewhat of EDM. It's somewhat of, you know, in that vein, right? Electro dance and all that stuff. I do like that sound, but again, it just really depends on if the artist utilizes it well enough for me to enjoy the song. You know, it wasn't necessarily to my liking last year, but again, they have been making, they have been working. That's number one. So I know that they're another one now that I think of that I'm like, I'm pretty sure this year they're going to put out more music. They're going to put out more music because of the amount of music, I mean, the amount of work they were doing last year. And they're real big on like making visuals for the music that they've dropped. So even if it's still older music, I feel as though they're working on visuals for the music that they already dropped, which is no problem with me because no matter how I feel about the song, I typically like the visuals because I think that these two, Jillian Hervey and Astro Raw, they're very artistic and very just creative minds and creative individuals that, you know, what they do, if they don't do their own like direction and stuff like that when it comes to the or just design of just producing of the visuals, whoever they're working with, keep them in, on board because they do a great job. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me. Number 11, I have Absol. Now, Absol is a great example of, you know, a music artist that I really like and I would love to hear more music from, because Herbert was one of my favorite, and it still is actually one of my favorite albums that dropped in 2022. Now, it dropped in late 2022. I ended up reviewing it last year because it was, you know, somewhat of a late review for 2022 for me. That when I recorded it, and that episode did not, the way plans went again, I didn't want to release it. I didn't want that to be the last, it didn't end up being the last review of 2022, but it also was not the last, episode for 2022 as well, because obviously that was my favorite albums and songs of 2022. But I did release the review for it in 2023. And I will say right now that Herbert would have been one of my favorite, or it is actually one of my favorite 2022 album releases. That album still goes hard to me. It's one of the albums that released 2 years ago now, that I still listen to heavily today, you know? So with that being said, I just wanted to make that clear because maybe some of y'all are like, well, you reviewed that last year. Yeah, but it's a 2022 album that came out in 2022, not in 2023. Once again, the rule goes as such, if an artist released an album the previous year, not when I decided to put out their review, but when they released an album in the previous year, they're not going to be on a list until the next year if they don't obviously release an album the current year. You know what I'm saying? So Absol is allowed to be on this list because Herbert released in 2022, not 2023, despite when I put out the review. Well, that's a great album still. You know, I've severely slept on, but that's Absol in general. And Vince Staples' comments on Absol B being severely slept on and, you know, just a great artist is, again, comments that I agree with. But, you know, I just had to bring that up because you can hear Vince Staples on the album as well, giving Absol his praise, right? Or Herbert, whatever you want to call him, right? His praise. Anyways, number 12 on our list, and I should have gotten some water because, man, throat's getting dry. Number 12 on our list, I have Solange Knowles. Solange, woo! We already know she's another repeater on this list. Sure, did I like the album, The Seat at the Table? Well, I think I like that album. It was an album that she dropped, one of her last albums. I don't even remember how I feel about it. Remember the name. Let me put it that way. I do remember there was one album that she did drop after, I believe it was after A Seat at the Table, that I didn't necessarily like as much as a Seat at the Table. I think it was something like Going Back Home or On My Way Home. I may have been getting their names reversed. Either or, she hasn't dropped anything since then. And I really mean anything. No music, no projects, nothing since then. And that was a couple years ago. Yeah, I would still like to hear, despite her last project, whatever the title was, not being something that I really like. Again, I still like her. You know, I still enjoy listening to her music. And so I would still love to hear her music in 2024 and going forward. Number 13, we have Komachi. Komachi is another repeater on here. She's an artist that I recently discovered a couple years ago, but I had been making music for, I want to say, since the earlier 2000s as well, or the early 2010s. I would have to double check on my research on that, but she's definitely someone who's made music in the past that I like. From what I remember, and I believe I said this last year as well, because I believe she's a repeater from last year's list, when I made this list last year. From what I remember seeing her, and I have to go look on her IG again, but from what I remember, she was going on tour promoting still touring off of one of the projects that she made a couple years ago. Now, I want to say that she does really make good projects. I haven't reviewed them on here because, again, these are older projects. But just because I haven't reviewed something on here doesn't mean I haven't listened to someone's album. Not every single album or mixtape, whatever, that gets a review is one that is, yeah, is listened to. But just because someone doesn't get a review doesn't mean I don't listen to it. Komachi is a perfect example of that, where she has music that I've listened to, albums that I've listened to, and I have yet to review her because she hasn't released anything. If she released something between the years of 2017 to, obviously she hasn't released anything in 2024, but between the years of 2017 and 2023, I wasn't aware of her when she released older projects that may have dropped in 2017 or 2018 or 19 or 20. Because like I said, I want to say I got wind of her in maybe 2021. You know what I'm saying? If not 2022. It definitely wasn't last year because I've known about her for some time. So it's been over a year of me knowing and listening to her music. But nonetheless, she hasn't released anything since I've been doing reviews, or at least if she has, I wasn't aware of it. But as of recent times, she hasn't released anything. All of what I've seen from her is her promoting older sounds, older songs. And I've got no problem with it. She's another, well, she is based out in LA, but she is... that's her American home, right? But she's, I believe she is Japanese. I apologize if I get it wrong, but I believe she is another international artist as well. A lot of her music is, again, based off of mixing hip-hop with a more so traditional sound to her nationality. And she does end up rapping. I believe she's Vietnamese, not Japanese. Again, apologies. But she does end up rapping in her native language. But she does rap and sing in English as well when she, you know, it depends on her own artistry and her own decision making. Nonetheless, I would still love to hear music from her this year. New music, of course. Quelle Chris is number 14 on this list. And most definitely, he deserves a spot on here. I believe that he is probably, you know, he's made comments before about retiring or just quitting because he feels as though he's very underappreciated and, you know, he might be wasting his time doing his music thing. You know, a same message that his wife, I believe they're still married, but his wife, Jean Grey, has made. Jean Grey is actually number 15 on this list. I would love to hear more music from her, but she made it clear. It wasn't like Quelle Chris has entertained that thought of not making music anymore because of how he feels that he is not being appreciated. Like he's not success-wise, he's not at the level where he wants to be. Jean Grey has made it clear she doesn't want to make music anymore because of that very reason and because she feels as though because she is a female, people just automatically categorize her as a female MC or female this, and she wants to be known as an artist, not just a female artist, but as an artist. So it was that coupled with, again, her feeling as though she wasn't at the level of success that she would want to be. She ended up not stop making music. But then the last time we did hear from her sonically was when she made a joint project with Quelle Chris. On that album, none of them made references, or at least to my knowledge, none of them made references of quitting because of that reason, right? They did their thing. Now, Jean Grey also didn't necessarily say, "Hey guys, I'm back," you know, on that album. And again, to my knowledge, it's been a while since I've listened to that album. It's been years, actually, since I've listened to that album. That was one of my favorite projects when it dropped. And it was in my rotation for some time. But again, it did, you know, I did stop listening to it. Like many other older albums that I listened to. There are far few albums, like I know an album is one of my favorite albums of all time if I'm still listening to it years after it dropped, not just 1 year or 2 years or whatever. It's more than 2 years after it dropped. It's safe to say it's one of my favorite albums of all time in general. The joint album they did, doesn't fit that category, but nonetheless, it's still a good album. But I'm just saying that she didn't necessarily say, "Hey, I'm back to rapping." But, you know, this is a list of being hopeful. You know, say I hope that her and Chris end up dropping music this year, whether it be solo or together. Right. And I hope they still are together. All right. Just putting that out there. Anyways, number 17 or 16. Sorry. We have Jack Davy, another artist who hasn't dropped in a long time. Jack Davy, or J Davy for those who are aware of J Davy's music. I stopped putting J Davy on these lists because J Davy is never going to get back together. J Davy was a group consist of Jack Davy, or Miss Jack Davy, and the producer Brooke Del U, right? Brooke has made it clear that he doesn't want to make music with Miss Jack Davy anymore. Jack Davy, I've talked about this as well, but I'll restate this. Jack Davy has made it clear that she is open to making music with Brooke but Brooke doesn't want to work with Jack anymore. Last time I did research on Brooke, I did an episode on this, but again, I'll reiterate this. Last time I did an episode on this, Brooke Del Yule was actually a college professor, which I think it's pretty cool. So, you know, he was a professor, if not a teacher, nonetheless, that is the field he wanted to go into, and maybe he's still doing it. Miss Jack, I haven't, it's weird. I usually am very up on what Miss Jack is doing. But for some year, this, I believe in 2023, I may have been the first year since I became a J. Davy fan where it was like, I haven't heard from Miss Jack. She's another one that I used to talk to from time to time. Because we connected on social media, but I hope she's still doing well. Same with Brooke Del Yule as well. But again, I stopped putting J. Davy on this list because I really don't have, they could surprise me. And that would be a wonderful surprise, but J. Davy as the group is never going to be a thing, or it's not going to be a thing. So I didn't give up hope, but I just was like, let me put someone else in a slot on this list that I feel as though was more likely to release music than J. Davy. But Jack Davy, Miss Jack Davy, has put out some solo stuff. Not in a couple years, but nonetheless, she has put out some solo stuff. And she's made it clear from the last time I made this list, I believe she's made it clear that she has music that she is ready to release, or she's working on music that is being ready to release. So hopefully that comes out soon, you know. Number 17 for real this time, we have Denzel Curry. Denzel Curry, man, is my favorite rapper right now. Like I don't think I've detailed that in its totality, but as far as just rappers right now who are doing a damn thing, Denzel Curry is my favorite. And the last few projects he's put out were bangers. So obviously I want to continue to listen to this man and hear more music from him. So of course he's going to be on this list. Number 18, I have Speech DeBell. Speech DeBell is a familiar name, is a repeater on this list as well. She is based out of the UK, so another international artist. She has made music. I did listen to a project of hers in the past. Didn't review it because, again, it did not release during the year that I was, or at least if it did release during the year that I was doing this podcast, I wasn't aware of her at the time or that album. Therefore, it never got the review that it likely would have gotten had I was aware of her. But nonetheless, I do like her music. She hasn't released anything in a couple years, though, but I did see something upon doing my research, I want to say last year, that she is still active. She's still alive, at least, and hopefully music is still something that she wants to do, you know. Number 19, we have the Gorillaz. You know the group Gorillaz. So their last album, or at least to my knowledge, the last album that I reviewed on here, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and because of that, I want to make sure that if they drop another one, that I will listen to it and hopefully I enjoy it. I believe they dropped something else after that album. I might be mistaken, because if for some reason, sorry for yawning, but for some reason I feel as though I did recently, but I did listen to something else outside of that album that they released, and maybe I didn't like it. I don't know. I'm spacing out right now when it comes to the Gorillaz. Nonetheless, whether I liked it or not, I will still hope that they are making music and still making music, because even prior to that album that I liked, it'd been some years. But I believe they made it clear that, hey, we're back, as in we're back making music. So I don't think they're broken up. I don't think they're stopping making music. It just is a situation to where, you know, they release the music when they're ready to release it, you know? And I have zero problems with artists doing that. I'd rather prefer artists do that than just constantly put out music simply because they don't want their fans to experience some type of, you know, I won't even say burnout or whatever. Like, they just think their fans are not going to come back. The true fans will come back. Those who fell off, they fell off. That's all I'm going to say. Number 20. Getting close, because my throat is getting dry. So, let me speed this up. But number 20, we have D-Light. D-Light is a group that has made music that I really like. You know, it's somewhat groovy sounds and all that stuff. I'm gonna say that for now. Now, they did break up. At some point, they did break up. But upon my research, I found out that they actually, the remaining members, were making music in 2020. Which is, you know, saying, I'm like, I feel a way about it, because I was listening to their old stuff in 2020, thinking that, man, I ain't never gonna hear a D-Light album ever again, and blah, blah, blah. Had I was doing classic reviews, I'm telling you, the old stuff I was listening to in 2020, because I know vividly I was listening to, you know, we was in lockdown. So it wasn't just newer albums that I was listening to in 2020. I had the time to go back and listen to albums that I may have listened to in the past, or just listen to albums I didn't listen to in the past from artists or groups that I liked. And I had the time to do that because of all the time we had sitting in our houses all damn day, you know, during 2020. And D-Light was definitely one of those groups. But had I known they released some newer stuff, then they would have definitely gotten reviews back then in 2020. Just to hear what their sound is like now. I do know that the lead vocalist, I believe her, well, she changed her name, but it was Light, right? Excuse me if I'm getting your name wrong, but believe Light was saying that she still wanted to make music with the group, and I believe 2020 was proof of that. Nonetheless, since 2020 being 4 years ago, and then it wasn't 14 years ago since their last album, I'm hoping to hear new music from them. Nonetheless, if I go back, if I do classic reviews, I'm gonna review those 2020 albums. That's how much I love D-Light as a group. Number 21, we have Low Corner. Low Corner is a familiar voice, not just to this list, but just on this podcast as well. I've reviewed his projects. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, UK artists. Because once I got wind of who he was, it was just like, this dude is actually really nice, and I really enjoy his music. He didn't release anything last year, so therefore I'm like, you know what? I hope that I get some music from him this year, because I really enjoy his music. 22, we have Robert Glasper. Robert Glasper, great songwriter, great producer, as well. And the last album that I listened to from him, or at least, you know, his own solo contribution, was Fuck Your Feelings. One of my favorite albums when it dropped that year. I don't necessarily listen to it all that much now, but I know he continues to work within the music industry. He's more of a behind the scenes guy, like I said, producer, writer, and all that. But nonetheless, he does do his own stuff from time to time, and I'm hoping to whether it's his own stuff or someone else, I hope to hear some work from him, especially within the jazz realm, this year in 2024. 23, I have Rafael Saadiq, man. The great, great, legendary singer, group member of Tony, one of my favorite just groups, music groups, R&B groups especially, of all time. Rafael Saadiq put out a solo project years ago that I really enjoyed listening to. I want to go back and revisit it, actually. And there's a ton of albums I want to go back and revisit, but definitely that album was just one that was just an album that I didn't want to necessarily... I stopped listening to it, not because I got bored of it, but because I switched music. I switched the app where I stream and I listen to these albums, you know what I'm saying? I used to do this stuff on YouTube Music, by the way. A lot of the listens that I was listening to, whether it be music or albums, was when I was a user of YouTube Music, but I'm no longer a user of YouTube Music. In fact, I haven't used YouTube Music in years. Stopped my subscription with them, stopped using them. I still get notifications from them and recommendations from them from time to time, because the app is on my phone, and it's on my phone simply because Android phones, you can't delete certain apps with a trash ass shit. Sorry, I was gonna stop cursing right now. I was doing so freaking well, but nah, I had to. Like, certain Android phones, you can't really delete certain apps. YouTube Music is an app that, because Google wants to force things down your throat, YouTube Music is definitely an app that they try to force upon Android users, and because of that, I get notifications from them. But I don't use them. I use another app. That app doesn't sponsor me, so they don't get the free shout out. But if you want to know what that app is, feel free to just DM me and I'll gladly just tell you, hey, I use this app. It's a lot cheaper than YouTube Music. And also, I won't say it's better as far as listening, because I do have issues with the app at times, but it's not the most buggy app ever. But nonetheless, it's cheaper. And I like using it. So there it goes. So yeah. But anyways, that was a tangent and stuff. Anyways, Rafael Saadiq at the number 23 spot. Would love to hear music from that brother. And at number 24, this name is a very controversial one, but one that still makes good music. Well, has old music that's really good, and the new stuff that I heard, which isn't much, it's not necessarily to my liking. So this is kind of a toss up. But also, this woman is still, she still sounds good. At least the music, the new stuff, it may not sound well to my liking, but she still sounds well. And I still have faith that she can possibly make good music because of her history in general, off of one album, making very, very good music. And also, she's a woman, and I wanted to put a woman, you know, a lot of women on, female artists on this list, if you haven't already noticed. But who am I talking about? Miss Lauryn Hill. Now, I've told y'all my feelings about Miss Lauryn Hill. I did a whole entire episode dedicated about Miss Lauryn Hill. Go listen to that if you haven't. At the end of the day, whatever, however I feel about her. Now, obviously, my feelings about music artists do affect whether I want to listen to them or not. Just ask your man Kanye West why he's not on this list. He didn't drop last year. You know what I'm saying? He fits the criteria for being on this list. I believe he fit the criteria for being on the list last year as well, because I don't think he dropped in 2022. I might be mistaken. But there's a reason why I don't listen to Kanye West anymore. You know? So I'm not saying my personal feelings about artists can't decide. Is also not a deciding factor to whether I want to listen to them or not. But Miss Lauryn Hill, despite the controversy, hasn't done or said anything for me to say I don't want to listen to her music anymore. It says it, what she does is it, what it has. It's like, I don't think I want to go to her concert, or at least I'm going to go to one knowing that she won't show up on time. But nonetheless, music wise, I would still love to hear from her, even though the last, I want to say there were a couple songs, two songs that she made. New songs, and again, these weren't recent songs, but nonetheless, these were newer songs compared to what she has released years ago. They didn't sound well to me, but she still sounds well. I've heard her sing on stage still. She still sounds well. She still has it. So with that being said, and I'm still a fan, so with that being said, that is, she caps off the list at the 24th spot. The red light is on, so I should end this episode real soon. You know what to do. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Check the links in the description box below as well. Continue supporting me. And the one thing I want to say at the end, that I have 4 minutes to say before this thing just shuts down on me, is... The order of this list does not matter. The order of this list just goes based off of names that I thought of, before other names, right? So the number one is not the most important list, and Miss Lauryn Hill being at number 24 doesn't make her the least important or the most important. She literally was just the last name that I thought of, the 24th name that I thought of when I made this list. So with that being said, there it goes. But that's what I wanted to say earlier. Anyways, like, comment, share, subscribe. And here's to listening to some great, hopefully some great music this year. All right. Later.